Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A 16-year-old boy is in critical condition after he was shot in the face while hanging out with friends in Port Richmond last night. Another teen was taken into custody. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from police headquarters.
Philly police got a 911 call about 6:30 last night to go to the backyard of a property on Gall Street. This is just a few blocks away from Aramingo Avenue.
When police arrived on location, they found a 16-year-old male with a gunshot wound to his face. He was bleeding heavily. However, he was conscious.
Chief Inspector Scott Small says the officers rushed the boy to the hospital where he was listed in critical condition. He had been with his friends, and Small says they gave police the name of the shooter. Police say it was a 15-year-old boy, and they tracked him down within about 20 minutes and arrested him. Police say the victim knew him but didn't elaborate on their exact relationship and a reason why the shot was fired.
If this was an intentional shooting, an accidental shooting, that we don't know.
At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Medical Examiner will explain to a judge today why she believes Ellen Greenberg's stabbing death was a suicide. The ME originally ruled it a homicide, but then changed it. Greenberg's family believes she was murdered. Their lawyer says this latest report is worthless. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports.
Back in 2011, the then Philadelphia Medical Examiner ruled the death of Ellen Greenberg as a homicide, but switched it to a death by suicide. In agreement earlier this year between the city and the Greenberg family in an effort to settle two lawsuits, the chief medical examiner, Dr. Lindsay Simon, launched another review and is staying with the current ruling of death by suicide. In a 32-page document, she says she based her decision on several factors, including Greenberg's struggle with anxiety. She added that the body that was found on the kitchen floor of Greenberg's apartment had 23 stab wounds. She says the wounds were on the back of her head, neck, and front torso. Dr. Simon says, although unusual, Greenberg would be capable of inflicting these injuries to herself. There was no one else's DNA on the knife and no sign of a struggle. Joe Pedraza is the Greenberg family's lawyer. He spoke with NBC 10.
This is very, very disheartening. That young woman, Ellen Greenberg, was murdered.
Pedraza says he's not shocked by the ruling, but he's very troubled by the contents of the report, calling the entire document tripe. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A handful of front-of-house and food service workers at World Cafe Live say their last paycheck was revoked. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports even though staff unionized in July, employees say they haven't been met at the bargaining table.
It's a lot of working a lot harder than $7 an hour to make sure this place still runs.
But bartender Amelia Reynolds does it because they love World Cafe Live. And on September 30th, they say they were one of at least five workers who didn't receive a paycheck.
I've been asked why I care about my coworkers and why they haven't been paid. So I had to explain empathy to my general manager.
Reynolds says their payment was deposited, then immediately revoked, and that they haven't been told why by Chairman Joe Callahan or any other boss. They also have been told they owe money to the company with no further explanation. This despite food service workers unionizing with Unite Here Local 274 in July.
They have yet to agree to sit down to bargain with us. They're now claiming that there is not 274 in the building.
Reynolds wasn't scheduled this week, and then on Monday afternoon they were terminated, the company claiming they intentionally took around $800 in unauthorized payments since June 10th. No word yet on how the union will respond. Reynolds says the way they've been dealt with feels retaliatory.
We challenge them is what really is going on. We challenge them, and they're not able to rise to the task of making this building a success.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
How to use AI to help people while avoiding the pitfalls. That will be the topic of discussion at a Philadelphia City Council hearing tomorrow. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The Committee on Technology and Information Services is holding a first-of-its-kind hearing on how the city uses AI and how it may use it in the future. Committee Chair Rue Landau says SEPTA is using AI to detect cars in bus lanes and guns on subway platforms. Smart streetlights and sensors on city vehicles monitor road conditions, and police are exploring its use in crime prevention.
We have to make sure that Philadelphia has a plan on how to optimize all of the opportunities that are out there, but also safeguarding against any of the misuses that can happen.
She says that can include job loss, profiling and discrimination, private data breaches, and the generation of misinformation.
You have to have a thoughtful approach to this that balances both the opportunities and the consequences, whether intended or unintended.
The hearing will be held at PhillyCam, a nonprofit media center at 7th and Ranstead Streets. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.